It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Bennett here and Bobby Baldwin with me. We are in Lexington on the campus of Lexington Catholic High School for the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. This will feature some of the best girls teams across the state as there is high school basketball and holiday tournaments going on everywhere, and we feel like we're covering one of the best right here in Lexington. It's the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls undefeated on the season taking on who has become a little bit of a rival game, Frederick Douglass, a school only less than, 16, 17 miles from the home base for GRC, and they have a quality program, although the Cardinal girls team really put it on the Broncos the last time they met. Frederick Douglass comes in here at 3-3. They took out Mercy High School out of Louisville in this tournament, while GRC, they rolled past Anderson County. So grab you a cup of coffee and sit back. Bobby and I are going to bring a game. And talking about bringing the game, I think Frederick Douglass is going to bring a little different game to GRC here on a neutral floor.
Well, hopefully GRC will not, because when you make upwards of 14 three-pointers in the previous game against that crowd and blast them 80-37, then I think the incentive is on the loser's side, and yet if GRC can somehow sustain that again, then it will really be more than a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, this Cardinal girls team really playing well, and as Bobby just outlined, and I will echo as well, GRC played about as good a complete ball game as they could against Frederick Douglass, rolling up 80 points, 15 three-pointers in that game, and held Frederick Douglass to only 14 rebounds, Bobby, that whole game.
Yeah, they were just smoked from the get-go. They were down 21-7 after one, and GRC had to score, continued to double it at 41-20, and then it got out of hand in the second half, 67-29 after three. So the Broncos are going to be pumped and ready to attempt to make amends. Whether they do or not will certainly remain to be seen.
Well, both teams are out on the floor going through the warm-ups right now. I look down on the GRC bench. Head coach Robbie Graham talking to Steve Anderson, his assistant. Coach Graham may be a little road weary. He went up to Assembly Hall yesterday to watch his daughter Alexis, assistant coach with the Bowling Green Falcons, play the number 16-ranked IU Hoosier women's team. And at 10:30 last night, he and I were exchanging information, and he said, "Still on the road, LOL."
Well, he got here.
He got here.
Yeah, which means that the trip in, I guess it's a little over 2 hours to maybe 2.5 hours from Bloomington, got him home, but then obviously he had to come in with his troops
sure.
to Winchester. So
and probably had to feed the family up in Indiana somewhere, too.
You never know. Never know, you would think.
All right. Well, we do a lot for our kids. And
that's it.
Coach Graham, he has the great comment of saying, "Stars, yes, we've got star players, make no mistake about it, but we coach 15. So that's the kind of guy you want to run your team.
That's it.
All right, we'll take a break. 8 minutes away from tip-off. Both teams, Frederick Douglass going to the locker room. GRC on a shoot-around, 8 minutes away from tip-off. Bobby and I will take a break. We come back in 2 minutes. We'll have more pregame right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High school basketball coming your way here shortly. It'll be George Roger Clark girls taking on the Frederick Douglass Broncos here at Lexington Catholic. There'll be basketball all day over here in the two-gym facility for the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. And, Bobby, we've had some boys' games and tournaments over here, and Travis Perry, state's leading scorer, Reed Shepard, now a UK star. We've seen some good games here on the boys' side and seeing some good girls' basketball. They've got the facility to host this, and people like to come over here, and I'm glad the Cardinal girls are right here local playing a quality tournament.
Quality tournament, and you know, the one thing that sort of goes without saying is when you've got the sponsorships in place to be able to put these things on, then that certainly makes it attractive also.
Sure does, and right here all across the state of Kentucky, there'll be tournament basketball going on. Looking at GRC coming in here after the Anderson County game, a halftime adjustment. Bobby, I think it was huge. The Cardinal girls yesterday, they won going away 61-39, but a big halftime adjustment. Briefly had words with Coach Graham afterwards. We talked to Coach Anderson. Rebounding was on his mind, and you had mentioned we need to get on the offensive glass. It was supplied. It came from the bench. That just demonstrates the depth. Looking for a high-scoring game here or another half-court game? I think these teams want to run a little bit.
Yeah, they'll get up and down the court, and yet it all really depends on who's hitting, and the more shots that are put up and carry them off the board, so to speak, the more opportunities for the other team to either get the put, well, for the opposition to get the ball and run it,
or
a second chance opportunity offensively. And I don't think that it's going to be much of a slowdown.
No, and you got to make shots in order to set your press. George Roger Clark girls team, they pride themselves on that trapping defense and the press, so they need to make shots to do that. The other day we saw a zone, a sagging zone, not a lot of ball pressure, so it was more of a half-court game. I look for this one to have a tempo that would be a little quicker pace. 3:20 away from tip-off. With that in mind, we will take another two-minute break. When we come back, more pregame. We're going to have starting lineups, opening tip-off, all that straight ahead right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
We've got girls basketball coming your way here at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. George Roger Clark fans still filtering in. Frederick Douglass right here in their backyard. It'll be a matchup of these two power teams as they both go to their respective benches. We're getting ready for basketball. Stay with us. We'll take our final 30-second break when we come back. Starting lineup, tip-off, game action, all that right here on WWKY back after this brief message.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
All right, here we go. Let's go down to the public address.
Broncos. Let's meet our starters first for the visitors on the scoreboard. The Broncos. At guard, number 4, Naya Rhodes. At forward, number 12, Amaya Maxwell. At guard, number 13, Kate Baker. And at guard, number 23, Jaylee Knowles. And at forward, number 32, Ayanna Darrington. Your head coach of the Broncos, Daryl Moberly. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals and their starters. At guard, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, number 2, T. Yeast. At guard, number 3, Sierra Byers. At guard, number 24, Michaeli Tabor. And at guard, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. Your head coach of the Lady Cardinals, Robbie Graham. Your officials this morning, Mike Akers, Chris Ray, and Brian Adair. Good luck to both teams.
We're getting ready for basketball. You just heard the starters that are out here. Frederick Douglass rolls in with a 3-3 record overall on the season. They've got a quality program and a good team here this season. And GRC, of course, we know what they can do. They're undefeated so far, and Coach Graham coaching the third winningest program in Kentucky girls high school basketball. I think that's awesome. Bobby, 50 years, this is their anniversary.
This is it, and they're going to see if they can potentially this morning and hopefully this afternoon add another title to their trophy case.
Frederick Douglass arrives here after beating, they defeated Mercy High School by nearly 20 yesterday, and Douglass controls the tip and a shot up by Rhodes, and she gets the scoring underway with a little 10-foot jumper. Right now we got Frederick Douglass doing a 1-3-1. Kennedy Stamper throws over. Rhodes out on top. Now they bring Knowles out there for more length. Stamper has it, looks into the paint. Sierra Byers in there, flashing high. McKinley Tabor, she didn't get it, so Tabor goes to the left baseline. High post to Yeast, down low to Sierra Byers, lost her balance, threw up a shot, missed it. Here comes Douglass. No, Darrington with a pass down the right side. Rhodes in a hurry, cut off by Tabor, throws up a runner. It's missed, but the shot put up and in. That follow putback by Darrington.
Coming out with a little incentive here, getting the first two baskets of the game.
GRC with perimeter passing. Stamper has it right wing. Drops it baseline. Tabor on the right wing, looking inside. Byers double teamed down in the post. She's trying to seal for a lob. Flashes high, didn't get it. Stamper gives her a good look. They reverse it left side. Chestnut with a long three. She's hit 33% on the season. That went in and came out. Going the other way now. Frederick Douglass with the ball. Coming down straight down the middle of the floor with it, keeping the bit dribble going. It's Baker. Baker still dribbling. Bounce pass to Rhodes. In the passing lane, he's got a steal. Negotiates the referee on a run out. Got to the basket. Put it in.
That's what you call getting up in the passing lane, getting the theft, and cutting the lead to two.
How'd you like that, Bobby? Negotiates the referee. She had to get right around him, didn't she?
She had to go through a defender plus another defender.
There you go. Frederick Douglass with the ball. We played a minute 45 in this game. It's 4-2. Broncos with the lead. Maxwell had it go off her hands, but Stamper was over there. A pesky Kennedy Stamper, and she's right now trying to double down on Darrington. They throw it out to Baker. GRC going man-to-man. They pride the defense. Stamper straight up with a bounce pass. Rhodes has it. Yeast gambled, then responded nicely. They slide Chestnut through as she picks up Knowles. Reverse it right side. Maxwell has it. Darrington with an off-ball screen. They can't get Rhodes open. Now she takes it, and she's going to travel. T. Yeast has created 2 to 3 good defensive plays.
All five of these girls on the floor move their lower body extremely well, their feet in particular, and make it tough defensively if you have the ball or are trying to get into the offense.
GRC with a chance to tie it here or take the lead with a three, and they're going to try to take the lead. The Yeast three shot way too hard. Rebound on the weak side, taken by Chestnut. Stamper shoots the three, rattled in, came out. Yeast very active. She saves it in to Byers. Stamper looking, ball fake, drop it baseline. Kick it out there, now reverse it. Yeast bluff to three, driving in. Finds a Kennedy Stamper, wanted to. It goes out of bounds, and Coach Graham's going to make a sub, and Jalen Green coming in, and T. Yeast will get a breather.
Nice job that time by the offensive, on the offensive board work to keep this possession alive.
GRC again with three opportunities here, and fresh off the bench, Green spot up three off the back iron. Rebound came off to the Broncos, but taken away by GRC. Byers, ball fake, put it up. Darrington altered her shot. Sierra got it back. And we're going to have a foul. Sierra climbing the back of Darrington, trying to get that offensive board. Aggressive play, but give it back over to Frederick Douglass.
Didn't quite have control of the ball when she went up, and as a result, didn't get that bucket, but aggressive on the boards.
GRC now playing a trapping zone. They'll pick up 3/4. Baker with a long skip pass. Rhodes just barely saves it in front of the press row. Goes back to Baker straight away. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Frederick Douglass, 4-2 lead. Being hawked as Baker circles around with a dribble. Now takes it right back from Knowles. Works it right side with a pass to Rhodes. Rhodes has lost her dribble, I thought. And Coach Graham saying that's a double dribble.
Yeah,
Fishel didn't get it. Throw it down on the blocks. Right side, Darrington, tough angle. Rebound box out by McKinley Tabor. Up court pass to Chestnut. Break into the basket. Green. Green put to the floor. No call there. Byers has it on the loose ball. Finds Chestnut. Lays down the dribble. Top of the key. 1-3-1 again by Frederick Douglass. With Knowles at 6 feet out on top. Sierra Byers shot over and hit it.
Just from between the wing and the arc. She stroked it home. Cards lead for the first time.
Midway through this first quarter, GRC had missed their first four threes. They hit that one. Stop and pop, but it's blocked by Byers. Darrington, follow won't go. Fight for the loose ball. Chestnut sticks her nose in their business. And we've got a whistle as she was trying to pry it from the hands of Anaya Darrington.
Good aggressive action on the low block by both teams on both ends of the floor.
Anaya Jones comes in, McKeely Tabor out. Chestnut gets a breather. Back in is T. Yeast. GRC playing man-to-man on this inbounds pass. They float it out. Darrington's got it at the foul line. Crossover dribble. Sierra Byers hands up. Good job. Jones with a rebound. She picked 10 of those yesterday. Off over to Stamper. Stamper. Bounce pass left on the baseline. Feeding Jones. Her first touch of the ball. Kick it out. Byers. Another three. That one rimmed out. Jones battling in there again. She brings offensive board work and energy. Couldn't save it. Out of bounds. Go back to the Broncos. It's a 5-4 Cardinal lead.
Neither team hitting well thus far, but both certainly getting their shot attempts.
So with 3.5 to play here in the opening quarter, Kate Baker walks it up for the Douglas team. 5'3 junior point guard. Stamper will greet her at midcourt. Baker, bounce pass, leave it for Rhodes. Very active without the ball.
She'll gotta guard her.
Shoot a three. You're right, Bobby. Perimeter buster she is.
Two threes and consequently the lead for the Douglas Broncos.
Again, that 1-3-1 with Knowles out on top. She gives them a lot of length at 6 feet right out on top to the left elbow. Pass to Jones. Kick it over to Stamper. Bluff to three. Now Green with it. They find Byers. Sierra, drop step. Put it up. Put it in. I love that. Yeah. Faded to the middle of the lane. Drop step, Bobby,
and
baseline.
All Darrington could do was back up and give her space or commit a foul, and game tied.
Coach Graham walking the sideline, hand on chin, watching every move. Baker driving, puts it up. Stamper bumped her as she took it to the right baseline. Changed gears on Kennedy, and Stamper will pick up her first foul, team third, here in this first quarter. We're all tied at 7. Jalen Goodwin coming in for her first action, and Bennett goes in for Maxwell on the Douglas team.
Coach Graham not afraid to use his players, giving his starters a breather.
And we're going to have a whistle, and Rhodes got caught on the push-off. Sierra Byers saying they caught the elbow. She looked at T. East saying, good job. Hold your ground. First on Douglas in this quarter. Goodwin brings it up. Pass on the left wing. Byers trying to post. Now Sierra deep in the left corner. High post pass to Jones. Her shot good right at the foul line, left elbow.
Smooth. Nice entry pass from the wing.
Sierra Byers with an assist there. Jalen Goodwin got in the passing lane. Baker having trouble getting it up. Throws it over to Bennett. Her first touch of the ball. Driving on Goodwin. Jalen cut her off. And Goodwin actually got a hand on it. It'll be possession to the Broncos. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. GRC up 9-7. Inbound pass. Last time there was a foul on a push-off. Rhodes not doing that this time. They go to Knowles. Knowles a lefty. Dropping, shooting. Got help defense. Made the basket in on a double team. If that's Sierra Byers, she's picked up number two.
Yeah, that's huge.
No, they're going to put it on Jones. Tiana Jones picks up a foul. Her first. That's the team fourth here in the first quarter.
Well,
that's an and one opportunity coming for Knowles.
Yeah, certainly a nice move on the low block, splitting the double team, getting it up on the glass and in.
Free throw not there. Jones with a rebound for the Cards, and we're all tied at 9 with 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Jalen Goodwin picked up her dribble. Bounce pass on the wing. Green looks for a cutter. Coming top of the key is Yeast. And T. Yeast with a ball fake, but she shoveled her feet. First turnover by GRC. Give it back.
Got it up top and was unsure of whether to dribble it, shoot it, or pass it, and had a shuffle in there.
Here comes a press. Cardinal girls offering a press. Frederick Douglass in the backcourt. Now Knowles has it. Hands it off in the front court and then takes it right back. She's at the top of the key, and she traveled. So exchange of turnovers, and McKeely Tabor, a senior down on the bench at GRC, looking at her players saying, let's applaud these girls.
Turnabout, fair play, exactly the same thing on this end of the court.
We're all tied at 9 apiece. Both these coaches standing, watching their teams battle it out. Still a little 2-3 now instead of the 1-3-1 without Knowles playing on the point. They go with the 2-3. Bennett and Rhodes out on the top. Knowles will be in the middle. Darrington, she's a rim protector at 6-3. She's down under the blocks. Goodwin just dribbling out on top. GRC has taken almost 30 seconds off the clock here. Perimeter passing. Sierra Byers back over to Green. Bluff to three. They reverse it right side. Goodwin with a ball fake. Bounce pass entry. High post to Byers. Sierra put it on the floor and they took it away. Baker comes away with a turnover. She's being hawked in the backcourt. Here come the Broncos. Inside a minute in a tie game. Driving in. Knowles all the way down. Jones blocked her shot. But again, Byers and Jones, and Jones will pick up the foul, her second, team fifth, so two free throws coming for Knowles, who had missed her only attempt and the only attempt we've had in the game. What are you seeing so far, Bobby?
Well, what I'm seeing is a very, very aggressive, passionate Frederick Douglass team who is playing like they were embarrassed last week and are trying to make amends. Knowles took that right into the defense, drew the contact, got the foul, and made the first of her two free throws.
Yeast and Jones go out. Each of those girls have scored a bucket. And coming back in, McKeely Tabor and Kennedy Stamper. So you got Goodwin, Tabor, Green, Byers, and Stamper on the floor. Knowles makes both free throws here, giving the Douglas Broncos back a two-point lead. Inside a minute in the first quarter, clock rolling. Stamper brings it into the front court. Pass over on the left wing. Green looking. Bounce pass. Leave it for Byers on the baseline. Sierra working. Creates space. Jump hook. Got it in. Good footwork there, Bob.
Well, that's good, and yet she had the space and the opportunity and just enough of a gap to get that one home and tie the game.
In trouble right now is Knowles, and there's got to be a five count. No, and they're hearing a 30-second timeout. Coach Moberly bails her out as she was over there in no man's land. And don't tell Jalen Green. She thinks we got a turnover. They said no, 30-second timeout. Tie game, 11-all, back after this brief message.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Well, it's a tie ball game. We have but 24 seconds to play in this first quarter, tied at 11. Frederick Douglass with the ball on their end of the floor. They get it into Bennett. Bennett picked up by Stamper deep in the right corner. Dribbles around, finds Rhodes. You got to step out on her, and rightfully they do. She's hit a three earlier, one of their best shooters. Driving in, step back shot, top of the key, and there it is. Bingo. Wasn't a three. She was just inside, but she's got seven in the game.
Yeah, she's bringing it tonight.
Shooting for the lead. It's a three-pointer that's missed by Green, and the horn sounds as the first quarter comes to an end. Well, as we said, this Bronco team, a little different character today than the last time we saw them. They have a two-point lead at the end of the first quarter. It's 13-11. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming up right here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic here at Lexington Catholic. It's George Rogers Clark girls team taking on Frederick Douglass. GRC trailing. It's the Broncos up 13-11. Some of the unofficial numbers, 1 of 7 shooting three-pointers for GRC. Frederick Douglass took one and hit one. Turnovers, 3 committed by the Broncos, 2 for the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, 2-0 edge for Douglass. Fast break, 2-0 edge for GRC. Cardinals with the ball to begin the second quarter. Byer, Stamper, Chestnut, Tabor, and Yeast on the floor. Frederick Douglass playing his own. GRC keeping the ball on the right side. They screen, and Chestnut calling for it deep in the right corner. She's had a hot hand lately. And right now, Coach Graham is going to burn a timeout. He had a play called specifically to get going in the second quarter. It was not executed. He's irritated. So we'll let him get a message across, and you can do as well.
Okay, folks, if you know anything about Montgomery Tractor, here we go. Equip yourselves with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st.
After that timeout, GRC still holds the ball. Chestnut has it, right wing. Byers flashes, high post, right lane, didn't get it. Tabor deep in the corner, throws a dangerous pass. Chestnut chases it down before it goes midcourt. Anaya Chestnut, left-hand pass over to Stamper. Stamper between the leg dribble. Now a three-pointer by Chestnut looks short, and it is, but it goes right to Kennedy Stamper, who drives it in, then pulls it back out on the dribble. Leaves it for Sierra Byers beyond the arc, right of the circle. Kick it out to Chestnut. Try another three. This time, she shoots GRC to the lead.
She's not going to miss too many in a row, and that time she got that one in after a nice rebound there. Second chance.
Here we've got traveling called at midcourt, and again, Chestnut not just a scorer. She and Tabor double-teamed and created the turnover. It'll give the ball back to GRC.
The Cards' pressure is going to be consistent the whole game.
You got to deal with it, right?
That's it.
Here's Stamper off of a Chestnut pick. Gives it right back to Chestnut. Stamper wants it back, and she got it. Feeds Tabor. Tabor with a three-point shot, partially blocked. McKeely digs it out. Got it to Stamper. Fade away from 10. Not there. Byers crashed the boards. It'll be to the Broncos. So GRC 2 of 10 in three-point shooting.
2 of 10, but attacking the offensive glass and at least getting the shots up.
Cards with a one-point lead. We played a minute and a half in the second quarter. Knowles dribbles around. 6-foot post player gives it over to Rhodes. Rhodes throws a high lob to Darrington. Right side of the lane. Turnaround bank shot. Missed it. Rebound claimed by Maxwell. They go over to Knowles, driving in. She scores at the rim. Took it right at Sierra Byers. Knowles was 6 in the game.
Yeah, having a nice game.
Back and forth game with 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. GRC down one now. Stamper dribbling out, looking at this 2-3 zone. Now, Chestnut between the lane, between the circles, still keeping the dribble. They shift out of it, and they're going 1-2-2 as Chestnut drives in, feeds Tabor, ball fake, got Darrington to go airborne, and I think they're going to call a blow-by foul on Darrington. Not a lot of contact, but they got her.
Ball fake, and attempt to go the baseline, got her off the floor. And
that's her second foul, Bobby. So the 6'3" post player listed as one of the top 20 players in the state takes a seat right now. She had a coming-out game in the state tournament. 20 point, 20 rebounds. It'll get you attention. Spinning, shooting. Here's a girl that gets attention. Sierra Byers puts it up in the paint. She's got 9 in the game.
And Cards up by 1 here at the 5:30 mark.
The pressure by GRC is now broken by Douglass. Catch and shoot 3 by Rhodes. Boy, what a quick release, Bobby. She bobbled the ball, got it, and pulled the trigger.
Well, she had enough space there with the nice skip pass to be able to gather it and stroke it home.
GRC coming at him, and the Broncos answering right back. Byers has it beyond the arc. Hooks a pass over. T. Yeast shoots for the lead, and she got it. Hit a three-point shot. T. Yeast.
Yeah, inside out, basically from the foul line to the wing. She was ready to shoot, stroked it home.
Back and forth, Multiple lead changes. GRC now up by one. Man-to-man. They screen down, pop out. Rhodes, a little trouble handling the ball. Yeast right on her may have something to do with that. Rhodes driving in, got deep, and a lot of dribbling.
5 seconds.
5 second count on her. Rhodes is kind of like, I was attacking. Fifth turnover by the Broncos.
She was being attacked all the while.
She was being attacked, right? T. Yeast with a lockdown D. Here comes Chestnut with her team up by one. Bounce pass to Sierra Byers. Byers got to the left elbow, feeds it out. Left-handed shot by Yeast. Make that Jalen Green, who hits that jumper right at the foul line. And we've had five different Cardinals score in this 21-18 lead.
Through the defense, kicks it out and stroked it home.
Midway through this second period of play. This three-point lead's the longest lead either club's had in a while, right?
That's it.
Pick and roll. Maxwell kicks it over. Baker, a rare shot. That's well off the back iron. Maxwell got the rebound, shovels it out.
Here's, how about that?
Oh, man. 3 of 4 shooting the three, and right now, Rhodes is 3 of 3.
That's what you call a well-played attempt right there. The rebound came out just long enough to where she could skip it out to the arc, and again, she was dead-eye with that shot.
Jones in, Tabor out. 7 points on second-chance scoring for the Broncos. Top of the key, three-pointer Yeast, short. On the rebound, Maxwell had it knocked away. It will stay with the Broncos in this tie game at 21-all, just a little over 3.5 to play in the first half. GRC dropping back.
Yeah, a lot of intensity here.
They're dropping back, but it will be Anaya Chestnut meeting Kate Baker as she crosses midcourt. Bounce pass to Bennett. McKeely Bennett driving in. Throws up a runner. Not there. Rebounded by Anaya Chestnut. She wants to run. Pushing it quickly. Down the right side of the floor. Got a step on Baker. Pulls up. Looks for a trailer. Finds Green. Green back over to Chestnut. Anaya with a three. That won't go. But slipping in there and getting the rebound. T. Yeast. Sierra Byers can't hit it. And going the other way. Here are the Broncos. Game tied. Bennett. Top of the key. Over to Knowles. Cards fans want another travel call. Didn't go. Knowles into the lane, and they'll get one there. She shuffled her feet. 6 turnovers forced by GRC.
Both teams playing good defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's our producer over there, Hayes, said this probably won't be another 80-point game. You know, it's been pretty methodical and half-court game. Byers wrap around pass. Chestnut, go in. It didn't. Long rebound comes to Sierra Byers. Pivot, shoots, fade away, not there, and going away with it are the Broncos, and Kiana Jones is going to pick up her third foul. GRC hit 15 of 31 the last time these two teams played behind the arc, but in this game, right now, they're 3 of 15. Annette Miller comes in. Jones has to go out with 3 fouls. Coach Graham, arms crossed, having a brief word. Standing by the official as Frederick Douglass attacks in the front court. Bennett, pull-up jumper, shot her team into the lead.
She turned the corner and shot it in from 12 feet for the lead.
Byers has it for the Cardinal girls. Give and go, nothing there. Two-person game, her and Green. So they go top of the key. First touch by Annette Miller. She feeds Sierra Byers. Beautiful entry, and Sierra with another drop step in double figures.
Yeah, pass from the top to the foul line to the low post.
11 in the game for Byers. Bennett, ball fake. Stepping up there is Green. They kick it out. Now with it, Kate Baker. Game tied 23. Baker trying to put a move on Chestnut. Lot of dribbling. They're looking for that 5 count again. It didn't go. They kick it out now. Reagan Dragonius. Dragonius looking, driving. Miller chasing her. Wraparound pass to Maxwell. Missed at the rim. Rebound claimed by Maxwell again. Throws it out to Rhodes. You step out on her, and rightfully so. She's 3 for 3. Now they go to Bennett. Cardinal girls on the bench applauding the defense by their teammates. Pick and roll. Bennett's got it. Byers. Good help defense. Miller with a steal. Kick it over to Chestnut. Chestnut wants to run. Blew by the defense. Left-hander at the rim. Put it in.
Boy, that was very, very acrobatic to reclaim the lead here to 1 minute mark.
Driving in a hurry. Baker throws up a shot blocked by Green. Baker looking, saying, wasn't I fouled? The official says no. Clean block out of bounds. So with 55 seconds to play here in the first half, it'll be Frederick Douglass with the ball underneath their basket. Cardinal girls are playing a man-to-man. Coming in will be Knowles. Maxwell will go out, and they just keep coming with height, Bobby.
That's it.
Take out one six-footer, throw another one in. Baker looking for one of those six-footers on the lob. Instead, bounce pass to Gergonius, who hands it back to Baker. Deep in the left corner, Coach Grimes right there on it says, come double-team. Missed shot. Miller with a rebound, giving some energy off the bench. Throws a pass into the front court. Green has it, looking on the baseline. He's calling for it, didn't get it. Sierra Byers over to Chestnut, feeling a three.
Yes, she is.
She's hit two threes in this quarter for 8 points total.
Longest lead of five here inside 30 seconds.
Inspiring the GRC play. Coach Graham using his bench, getting some energy from that bench. Baker dribbling it out on top, letting the clock go down. It's at 15. They double-team her out near midcourt, and Green took it away. Jalen Green driving in a foot race, got to the block, threw a pass, and it's stolen away by Gregonius, so exchange of turnovers. They throw the length of the floor, and it's broken up by Yeast with a second and a half left here in the first half of play.
Excellent effort on both ends by both teams. And
Coach Graham's perplexed, Bobby. You had a layup. Why didn't you shoot it? That's what he's telling Jaylene. You had a layup. You're a lefty. It was on the left-hand side. Put it up. Nothing in chastisement. Just kind of a you're making me scratch my head kind of thing. Here's a pass into Darrington, unaware of the clock situation. Horn sounds. So it's been a high-energy first half. GRC coming back after a two-point deficit at the end of one quarter. They take a five-point lead in at halftime. Your score here at Lexington Catholic High School at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic, GRC Cardinal Girls 28, Frederick Douglass Broncos 23. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
Well, we got an early morning game. Hopefully you're enjoying your coffee and tuning us in. We are here at Lexington Catholic. We being Bobby Baldwin, I'm Joel Bennett, and the George Rogers Clark girls leading at halftime by a score of 28-23. It was the Cardinal girls being down by two at the end of the first quarter. This was a game which GRC just really embarrassed Frederick Douglass over on their home floor a week ago. A little different game today.
Oh, absolutely. And you knew that the Cardinal girls weren't going to shoot 50% from three and make 14, 15 of them during the game. At least they weren't going to be able to repeat that. And so far they are 25% from three-point range. But the three-pointer has, in and of itself, maybe gotten them this lead here after trailing by two after one.
Yeah, Anaya Chestnut hit two of her last three. T. Yeast hit one, a big one there that got him back into the lead. But this has been a game, again, look at this number, Bobby, that jumps out. 11 lead changes and five ties.
That's right. It's been close. And the one good thing about this is we had a 9 a.m. start, and both teams came in here alert, alive, and awake. And some days one team may or may not show up, but they have both shown up this morning, and we have a tremendous contest underway.
Pretty good crowd for the GRC fans. They're up traveling over here to support their Cardinal girls team. Let's look at some of the team numbers, and then we'll take a break. For Frederick Douglass, 9 of 20 from the floor overall, 45%. 3 of 4 from three-point shooting. Nia Rhodes hitting 3 of those shots. 66% at the free throw line. 2 of 3 goes Douglass. GRC, the Cardinal girls, have not shot a free throw. They are 43% from the floor overall, 12 of 28. They have had 8 more shots at the rim than has Frederick Douglass. GRC, as Bobby mentioned, 4 of 16, 25% from three-point range. Looking at rebounding in the game, Frederick Douglass with a 16-12 edge on GRC. On second chance points, Douglass with a 7-3 edge in that category. When you look at fast break points, it's a 4-0 edge for GRC. So we are here looking at, let me go over the turnovers here. Only 3 committed by the Cardinal girls team. They have forced 9 turnovers by Douglass. So we've got halftime here with GRC on top, 28-23. Bobby and I will take a 2-minute break. We'll come back. Individual numbers coming your way right after these messages.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Early morning basketball really has a tournament feel, and these two teams slugging it out. Preseason, two of the top 10 teams in the state, Frederick Douglass and GRC girls. Cardinal girls, they are right now 7-0 on the season. Frederick Douglass 3-3 on this part of the season, and one of those three losses came to the Cardinal girls of GRC. But this one here at halftime, it's a 28-23 lead in favor of the Cardinal girls, who are now emerging from the locker room. Individually, look at the scoring quickly. for Frederick Douglass. Nia Rhodes took seven shots, made five of them, three of three from downtown. She has 13 points in the ball game. Other scoring for Douglass, 6 points in the game for Jaylene Knowles. She has two rebounds, 2 points and five rebounds for Darrington in this game. Darrington also picked up, looks like, two personal fouls in the first half. Other scoring, well, let's go to GRC. Sierra Byers, 11 points in the ball game. She also has one rebound in the contest, has five assists here at halftime, one block shot as well, played 15 and a half minutes. Other scoring, Kennedy Stamper played 8.5 minutes, failed to score, did get two rebounds in her time on the floor. 13 and a half minutes for T.E. She has 5 points, one of three three-point shooting, two rebounds in the ball game. Also playing 11 minutes, scoring 2 points is Jalen Green. She also pulled down a rebound, blocked a shot, and dished an assist. Playing 4.5 minutes, Kanaya Jones. She took one shot, made it, two rebounds. She did pick up three fouls in the first half. Playing 2 minutes and 45 seconds, Jalen Goodwin. Good floor game, did not score. 9 minutes of play from McKeely Tabor, pulled down a rebound and also made a steal. In 3 minutes of play off the bench, Annette Miller, I thought she gave him energy. She came away with a rebound, an assist, and also a steal. So both these teams back out on the floor. We will take our final 30-second break. Bobby and I will be back after this brief message.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Cardinal girls team with a 5-point lead as we get ready for second half. And Bobby, we played full court defense except for the last couple of minutes. He pulled them back and they went for a half court game. And
it was effective.
Yeah, it was. And Frederick Douglass played a zone. You know, that's they played a zone despite us hitting 15-31 over there.
Well, they wanted to see if we could continue that torrid scoring from the arc. And obviously we were unable to, but their zone was backed up a little bit, but it was very active, and it made it tough for GRC to get into its offense.
Cardinal girls with Stamper, Chestnut, Byers, Tabor, and Yeast on the floor. Kate Baker running the weave out on top. Rhodes has it. Crossover dribble, trying to get away from T. Yeast, who blocked her shot on a step back. T. Yeast doesn't stop there. She steals it and converts on the other end with a layup.
A block, a theft, and a coast-to-coast for the 7-point lead for the Cards.
That is the longest run. GRC previously had the long run, but as Bobby just described there, long run for the Cards. Frederick Douglass. They screen down, pop out Darrington. They go to Baker, a rare shot for her. That three is missed, and here's Anaya Chestnut. She's not one to throw an outlet pass. She races down, 15-footer, swish.
Stop and pop from just inside the arc. All of a sudden, 9-point lead for the Lady Cards.
10 in the game for Chestnut. She doesn't usually throw an outlet. If she's got the rebound, you better get back. And her stop and pop gives GRC that 32-23 lead. Baker just a lot of dribbling. Stamper right on her, giving her room. It's man-to-man by GRC. Good matchup, Darrington and Byers down there on the left block. Baker dribbling around, throws a high pass over the defense. They get it to Knowles. They couldn't exploit the height advantage, and Byers with a rebound. Sierra down the middle of the floor looking. Finds Chestnut a trailer over to Stamper. Get in the scoring column. In and out. Won't go down. Yeast had the rebound momentarily. Kept it alive. Over to Chestnut. Reverse it right side. Sierra Byers, runner, up in the lane. Missed the shot. Batted around. Baker takes it for the Broncos. Throws a long pass to Darrington. Her shot at the rim is missed. Here comes Chestnut again. Not one to throw an outlet. She's in the front court. Tabor trailing. Didn't get it. Byers does. Back over to Chestnut. On the post is Tabor against Darrington. Darrington with two fouls. They don't go to her. Now they find McKeely, who got her airborne. Put it up and one, and a third foul on Darrington.
Boy, nice pass from the top. And then McKeely with the ball fake. She got the defender off the floor, went up and underscored. And can stretch this lead to 12 here.
Wow, something else right there. Nice play. It'll be Tabor at the line for an and one, and she converts it.
Cards come out on fire.
So GRC right now, what a 7-0 run, Bobby, coming out of halftime.
Try a 14-0
run. 14-0
run. Yeah, 14-0 run here since the 2:14 mark of the second quarter. So they have taken, there's another one.
Chestnut with a steal. She just wrestled it away. Fine Stamper at the rim. Ball fake, and Baker stripped her, but Baker was standing on the inline. So Frederick Douglass commits her 10th turnover.
Well, I tell you what now, it is subtle, but this constant pressure takes its toll.
Stamper with the ball, left wing, left of the circle. They open Chestnut. That looks good from three, but it didn't go down. And Rhodes and Yeast battle for a rebound. Out of bounds, it'll go to Douglass. Coach Graham, though, he's pleased with the effort.
Yeah, 14 straight points here since late in the first half, and they have charged to a 14-point lead.
Bennett comes in for Frederick Douglass. Bekele Bennett, she has the ball. Throw it over to Rhodes. Rhodes way out on the floor. If she shoots it there, she has really stretched the defense.
Wow.
Yeah, Yeast giving her a little room now, but Rhodes hasn't missed from three. She wants to shoot this one, but it's blocked. Sierra Byers blocked it on her. She missed that one. Yeast driving, puts up the shot. Bennett fouled her on a two-on-two.
Measuring those long-range shots and jumping right at the perfect time to get a fingertip on it, and that's what, two of the last three possessions down, they blocked a three-point attempt.
Yeast at the foul line. Her free throw is good. GRC now 2 of 2 at the line. Bobby, we're shooting free throws. Our guy here filming brought a Wendy's breakfast burrito. You need that?
No, not right now. I mean,
he brought Burger King to me yesterday. I got Wendy's today.
Oh, it's okay. Now, there's your 14-point lead. Made them both, 37-23 cards on a 16-0 tear.
Both free throws made by Yeast. She has 9 points in the game. Baker just a lot of dribbling, throws a high pass to Maxwell, and we're going to have a foul called. McKeely Tabor with a foul, her first, team first of the third quarter. 4:49 to play in this third quarter. GRC pitching a shutout here in this third quarter. Frederick Douglass yet to score. Baker inbound pass. Bennett has it, top of the key, puts it on the floor with a dribble. Anaya Chestnut steps up on her. GRC playing man-to-man. The middle of the lane's open. Bennett's going to try to go one-on-one. Chestnut bumped her as she drove it off to the right of the circle. And Chestnut will pick up a foul. Her second, team second of this third quarter. I think it helps back there on the back line, but just a good, strong right-handed move.
Well, and then she got the shoulder lowered enough to create the contact and was intent to try to take that one strong.
Douglass with the ball. Gregonius, who has checked in for the Broncos, she has it on top, and McKeely Tabor turning her on the dribble. She picked up the dribble and in trouble. Bennett backdoor cut, got it, feeds Baker, three-point shot, won't go. Sierra Byers, beautiful block out. Douglass still hasn't scored in 3.5 minutes. Stamper lost the ball, got it back on a full court pass, and they're going to say, you can't do that. You can't pass it to yourself. A rare turnover for GRC, only 4 in the game. McKeely Tabor goes out. Kanaya Jones back in for GRC. It's Jones, Stamper, Chestnut, Yeast, and Byers on the floor. 37-23 approaching the midpoint here in the third quarter. Baker's going to walk it up. GRC offering half-court pressure, not full court this time. Stamper sliding with Baker. Good matchup there. Both about the same size. Baker drives it left side, puts up the runner. Banked it up, missed the shot. Sierra Byers with her fourth rebound in this third quarter alone. Comes straight down the middle of the floor for GRC. They don't stop the ball. She got in the paint. Kick it out to Yeast. Stamper makes herself available. Top of the key. Throw it baseline to Jones, who has her pass batted right back at her, and they go to the floor with Knowles. Knowles trying to get rid of it, and Chestnut, again, not one to shy away from aggression right in there. Had she not tied her up, Bobby, that's a turnover.
Yeah, that's right.
Cards ball underneath their goal. Jones over to Stamper. Stamper feeds Byers. Ball fake, goes up in the paint, score it.
How about an 18-0 run here in the last 7 minutes?
T. Yeast in the passing lane as they tried to throw it to Rhodes and catch the Cardinal girl snapping and get it down the floor with a long pass, but Yeast breaks it up. Goodwin in, Stamper out, Jalen Green in. T. Yeast goes out.
Keeping them fresh, keeping that relentless pressure in place.
So here's a pass in the backcourt, picked up by Gregonius. Frederick Douglass just about turned it over. You can just tell the tone and the body language is different for the Broncos right now.
Yeah, and they've had some shots go in and out here during these 7 minutes. Nothing has fallen for them, and the Cards have been on that roll here that really makes them good.
Knowles trying to score at the rim. Couldn't do it. Byers with another rebound. She has owned the backboards here in the third quarter. She's got 13 points to go along with six boards. Throws it right wing. Goodwin has it. Passed up a shot. She finds Chestnut. Flashing high. Jones has it. One dribble. Tries to get separation on the baseline left side. Center it straight away to Chestnut. Puts it on the floor. 2-3 zone by Frederick Douglass. They played zone the entire game. Came out with a 1-3-1 with Knowles on the point. They went 1-2-2 and now they're going 2-3. They try to double down on Byers, so they go high post to Jones. 10-footer straight away. Good. Hey, if you're going to pack it in, I'll hit it at 10.
20 straight points for the Cards here. 41-23 all of a sudden, an 18-point margin.
I tell you what's even more amazing, they haven't scored. Frederick Douglass has not scored. And here we are with 2:15 to play in this third quarter. This is a weary Bronco team right now.
They haven't scored for over 8.5 minutes.
With the ball, pick and roll. Gregonius has it, has numbers. Baker with a three-point shot.
Nope.
Not there. And the rebound is going to be Bennett over the back of Jalen Green, who had sealed off her player very well. And I'm sure the Frederick Douglass fans just kind of scratching their head looking at the scoreboard.
Yes, sir. We're not going to get to 80, but all of a sudden this margin has exploded here.
Sure has. 41-23 inside of 2 minutes here in the third quarter and the clock rolling. Annette Miller checks in for GRC. Here's a pass that's picked off by Baker. Throws it over and Rhodes. She had an open layup and failed to lay down a dribble and turns it over. And Coach Moberly just kind of scratching his brow and now folds his arms on the Bronco bench as he can't believe what he's seeing.
Yeah, and you can't do anything about that. She just forgot to put the ball down, and that's part of the dismal showing here they've had for the last 9 minutes.
Stamper back in. Sierra Byers getting an extra minute and a half rest, a well-deserved breather. She goes out with 13 points, seven boards, and two block shots. She has outplayed the big girl for the Broncos in this game if you're looking at head-to-head matchups. Goodwin deep in the right corner has the ball, covered there, bounce pass to Jones. Jones had a shot and passed it up. Coach Cramp saying, you shoot the ball right side of the lane. And, you know, sometimes you react instead of thinking.
She got ready to, I think, yeah, to I take think that up, but she lost control of the ball and then shuffled her foot. But nice entry pass.
Sure was.
Well, wasn't able to finish the attempt.
Bennett on the right wing, screens down and pops out to Knowles. They reverse it left side. With a minute to go here in the third quarter, GRC up 18. Dribbling the ball out on top, Kate Baker, Jalen Goodwin giving her room. Offered a high ball screen, Goodwin slides through. Driving over, Jalen cut her off at the foul line, and Baker traveled again. It's a pressure. Too much dribbling for the Douglas Broncos, and they were trying to do some ball screens. Sometimes you think, well, you need to move without the basketball. Well, that's true, but they tried ball screens, but GRC just jumping and switching and creating turnovers.
Scoreless the last 9.5 minutes, and with that start they had, this was very surprising.
So Coach Graham says, let's just pull it out. Stamper is just dribbling right here in front of the coach logo on the floor here at Lexington Catholic. Coach Graham saying, now let's attack. At a certain point, still talking to his point guard, wraparound pass to Jones, throw it into the paint. Miller caught it deep, and Annette Miller is fouled by Reagan Gregonius.
Everything GRC does is done with a purpose, and that time they got the ball just outside the foul line, dipped it down to about 6 feet, got ready to put it up, but the foul was there before the shot attempt.
Coach Graham, this isn't his first rodeo. He knows Jones has three fouls, so with 19 seconds, he says, let's not get one on her. So he puts McKeeley Tabor in. Good one. Over. Wide open three by Green. Shot it short. Rebounded by Miller. Put it up. Put it in.
Yeah, right place, right time on the weak side. Cards up 20.
Just a phenomenal third quarter and a last half of the second quarter. Here's a shot on a runner put up at the horn. That doesn't draw iron. And Coach Daryl Moberly asked for the whiteboard, and he's going to have to draw something up. His team put a zero on the board here in the third quarter. GRC playing, clicking early here as the coaches and the players applauding their effort and the fans as well. We will take a one-minute break. We come back. Fourth and final quarter coming up. GRC ahead 43-23. More to come in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we are here and at school for your family.
Quite a performance by GRC. The Cardinal girls lead here by 20.
10-minute and 14-second scoreless drought for a very, very well-managed and talented Bronco team, but they put up a big goose egg in the third.
Frederick Douglass with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. GRC has on the floor. They've got Byers, Chestnut, Tabor, Stamper, and Yeast. With the ball, it's Maxwell for the Broncos. Leaves it for Baker. Baker throws up the shot, rolled off the rim. Knowles' follow won't go, and she got fouled. Knowles at 6 feet tall, a height advantage, and Tabor had inside position, but fouled her in the process.
Ball just dangling on the rim here for the last 10 minutes or so, and the Broncos are looking for a point. There it is.
And then they roll it in. It took it at the free throw line as Jaylene Knowles now with 7 points in the game. She is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Now make it 4 of 5 as she makes both free throws on the second chance scoring opportunity. Here comes pressure by the Broncos. GRC breaks it with three passes. Sierra Byers left of the lane. Got in deep, put it up on Maxwell with the left hand and scored.
Maxwell retreated, and when you do that, you're going to give up the deuce.
At 6'2", Byers can handle that ball. She started off as a point guard, as a middle school player, so her ball handling skills, exceptional for a big lady. Here's a shot, and she blocked her third shot, blocks Darrington, who is at 6'3". It goes right back to Darrington. Maxwell loads a three. That shot off the rim, and Chestnut got the rebound, and Darrington's going to pick up number four. She fouled her in the backcourt. Wow. Fourth foul on Darrington, and with 7 minutes to play in this game, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You're down 20. Let her play through it. Anaya Chestnut will run the point. She brings it down, and now, again, back to a 1-2-2. With Knowles at 6 feet playing the top. Flashing high, Sierra Byers over to Stamper. Kennedy with a three. Missed it, got her own rebound. Jump stop in the lane, elevates, couldn't make the shot. Coming off long rebound, it goes to Douglass. Douglass 3-on-2, and they throw a terrible pass. Maxwell, now she's mimicking what she needed to do, the bounce pass, so she threw it right at the feet of Darrington filling the lane.
You know, sometimes your glass is half empty and sometimes half full, but for Frederick Douglass, there hasn't been any water in this glass since halftime. Wow.
Stamper brings it up, and still now the zone by Douglass. They haven't come out of it, and it hasn't been all that effective. Byers in the paint, out to Stamper. Mid-range jumper from 15. Kennedy's just had a tough time shooting. Scoreless in this game, but she makes a steal. Needs help. She throws up a fadeaway. Didn't get it.
That's all right.
She was down there 1-on-3.
Giving it that effort.
Stamper back wraparound deflection, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Broncos. 6:07 to play in this game, and the Clark girls up by 20. Baker having trouble, throws it in to Rhodes. Rhodes, who had a big first half with 13 points, hitting 4 or 5 threes with yeast all over her right now. Rhodes trying to get a shot off. You got a 5-second call coming, and it is. It's either going to be traveling or, no, they're going to say a foul on T. Yeast. Looked like Rhodes just lost her balance. Second team foul on GRC. Frederick Douglass with the ball underneath their goal. Bounce pass entry. Knocked away and picked up by Chestnut. Chestnut in a foot race against two bigs. Got to the rim and put it up. And she is fouled. She doesn't throw an outlet pass, Bobby. Like I said, she's off to the races when she gets a rebound.
Yeah, and that's something. And she is lethal. She's got a little bit of Sam Parrish in her as far as...
That's a good analogy, good comparison.
Yeah, as having the Jets, once she gets that ball in her, she really can
just
fly.
Just a charming young lady. Just a joy to talk to. We've had her on Cardinal Connection. Also, talked to her at some of these other games. Just a real joy. She's at the line. She makes her first free throw, 11 points in the game, and now make it 12.
22-point margin here. 2 points is all that Frederick Douglass has scored since halftime.
Well, it's been a total domination by GRC. Knowles is going to try to go one-on-one, but it's stolen by Jaylene Green. She lost the ball, got it back, throws up a shot. Gregonius fouls her as Green with lefty went to the left side.
Yeah,
she was going to shoot it this time. Coach Graham told her the last time, do not stop on a breakaway.
Yeah, she had a teammate down there with her, so it was in effect a 2-on-1, but she took it on up, got the foul. There you go.
Green's free throw is good. She now has 3 points in the game. 7 different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. As Green makes another free throw, GRC 6 of 6 as a team at the foul line in the second half of play. 49-25, GRC lead. Frederick Douglass with the ball. We've got approaching 5 minutes to play in this game. Cardinal girls turning up the heat, so they have to bring one of their bigs, Knowles, out. She's got it top of the key. Intent on getting to the rim, a whistle and a late foul as Green tried to double down with Jones on a spin move, and
she positioned that shot just so that she was going to get enough contact from one of those two arms that were going after her.
3 team fouls against the Cardinals, and Knowles, who had made her last 4 free throws in a row, misses this one.
That was just a dart, a flat shot.
Sure was.
A no energy shot.
Another one coming, and that one, it hit the front of the rim and
tough
missed
time.
As well. Byers throws it over to Chestnut, 3-on-1, to Green, got it in, and one, and Darrington will take a seat. She has just fouled out.
Yeah, she's had a tough time, but let's face it, that particular possession showed it all, because you had 4 Frederick Douglass players on their side of the court when GRC had a 3-on-1 down here to make that. They are spent and they are down, and GRC is riding this wave.
Yeah, and Darrington fouls out of this ball game, having scored but 2 points and pulling down 6 rebounds.
Well, Sierra showed her early on that even if she's going to be competitive, she's going to have to fight Sierra for the entire game.
And I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I think it's just intensity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking the fight to you. You know, if you want to play hard, that's fine. Bring it on. You know, you're right. You're exactly right. It's intensity.
And we're going to do it for 32 minutes, not 16, not 8, not 24. And Frederick Douglass has wilted. There's another steal.
It's Green in a run out. Left-hand shot at the rim. Missed it. Bennett will draw the foul for Douglass. And
When you get searched above the arc and going the other way, all you can do from behind is try to catch up and draw the foul, because you've been beaten.
She couldn't take an angle nor beat her to a spot. No. She was trailing Green, and Jalen at the line, and She makes a free throw. She now is 4-4 at the stripe here in this fourth quarter, coming off the GRC bench. 8 points in the game, in a reserve role, but playing a lot of minutes. This one rattled around, came out. T. Yeast with a rebound. Jones put it up and in with a Yeast pass to Jones.
Can you believe a 30-point lead right now? Wow.
Out on top, Baker dribbling between the circle. We've got 4.5 minutes to go. You've got Goodwin, Byers, Yeast, Green, and Jones on the floor. Baker wants to hand it off to Bennett. Bennett can't get free from Jones. Now they need help. Throw it to Knowles. Sierra Byers giving her room, and now Rhodes with the ball. They have shut Rhodes down in this second half. She's going to try to get a shot off. Her last two have been blocked. And they're going to call T. Yeast with a foul. That'll be her second, team third.
I tell you what, T.
Team fourth, excuse me.
T tracks her, but in effect, this whole GRC defensive effort has been glue.
Oh, yeah, they've blocked the last three shots for Rhodes.
Yeah.
So instead of spot up and looking for the shot, which she got there, and she hits, I mean, if you give her time to set her feet and spot up, so she tried to create off her dribble, and they blocked her three times. Yeast with a pass on the baseline. She launched a three. Missed it. Green kicks it out to Goodwin, to Sierra Byers. Rolling, shooting, scoring in the paint.
Nice pass from Jalen to a cutting Byers for the score.
29-point lead for GRC with approaching 3.5 minutes to go. Rhodes trying to get her own shot off the dribble, throws it up, and Cardinals may have bailed her out, but T.E. saying, what else do I have to do? She hit the floor. Foul is on Yeast. That's her third. That's five team fouls against the Cardinal girls here in the fourth quarter. So that will be a bonus, but Rhodes in the act of shooting as well. 57-28, only one basket in the entire second half made by Frederick Douglass. As Rhodes makes the free throw, and Sierra Byers comes off, and the fans applaud her, and why not? She played a fantastic game, as she always gives you premium effort, premium results.
That's right. Well, and
17 points and three block shots in this game, and owned the backboards. Jones, shot, right elbow. She can hit that mid-range shot. Doesn't this time. Rebounded by Green, giving good energy. Miller has it back over to Green. Ball fake, entry pass. Jones, 15 feet, missed a mid-range shot. Coming away with it, Knowles for Douglass.
Stop the ball.
Knowles all the way down. Jalen Goodwin got her, and a foul coming as they needed to stop the ball at the foul line or before.
Yeah.
They got down in the paint, and Knowles at 6 feet and Jalen at 5'4". She's not going to stop her. So a foul on Goodwin, and we got an and-one coming when we come back to play. 3:04 left here in the ball game, and we got a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza, going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today, but you better hurry. Offer ends December 31st.
57-31, the Cardinal girls with a lead over Frederick Douglass here in this early morning game. Bengals play the Steelers at 1, Bobby. Neil Howard, our former producer, board operator, he or I want to be a happy guy in the afternoon.
Yeah, one or the other.
He had to throw it on me last time Steelers beat the Bengals. Said about time it happened.
Yeah.
Green driving for GRC. Got to the basket and put it in with a left-handed runner.
Beat the defense on the left side coming down the lane.
8 points in the quarter for Green and a shot thrown up by Bennett is Jalen Goodwin. She's a good on-ball defender. And she can help you on the perimeter with a double team. But they're getting her down in the paint, and she needs some backside help. She can't guard. She's just not as big.
That's it, yeah. And these Douglass players know how to play the game. They've just been overwhelmed here in the second half this morning.
Bennett makes a free throw. They've had two baskets the entire second half. T. Yeast goes out. Gets a good round of applause. Kennedy Stamper back in. Stamper, Miller, Jones, Green and Goodwin on the floor. Bennett makes both free throws. 59-34, Cardinal lead. Lead pass to Green. Can she get in double figures? Yes, she can.
She got it. That 2-on-1, 3-on-2.
10 points in the fourth quarter alone, Bobby. 12 in the game.
Just really, really brought it here since intermission.
61-34, Cardinal girls lead. Baker, right wing of the circle, straight away to Bennett. Rhodes trying to get a shot off. Jalen Green on her, and Rhodes driving, throws up a left-handed bank shot that's good.
That was pretty. See, that was a tough angle and tough shot, but well done.
19 in the game for Rhodes, who shot the ball well, not been discouraged despite the fact she's had three shots blocked. Annette Miller's got dribbles, and now she comes in the front court in a hurry, weaves through traffic, dribbled it off her foot, and she split the defense. Wanted to get to the rim, but was curtailed there by the defense and turned it over. Here comes Douglas inside of 2 minutes to play. Bennett had it knocked away, lost it. Jones over to Goodwin, 3-on-3. Goodwin looking for a trailer. Stamper's open on the baseline, but a bounce pass that's picked off.
That one was telegraphed.
Yes, here's Baker on the other end. She missed a running layup, got her own rebound and threw it up over her head and scored it. Yeah. Baker's played a lot of minutes, and that's her first basket.
Yeah, well, and they've continued to try to score. They just it took them a little bit too long to get going.
Kennedy Stamper got to the rim, missed it. Kiana Jones puts it up and in, though. Jones with a rebound put back. 8 in the game for her. 63-38. There's Stamper. She just stole it away from Bennett. Kennedy driving.
She scored.
Now she scored.
She scored. How about that?
Bobby's a Kennedy Stamper fan, as am I, but just unlike her to be shut out, so she gets some points here in this game.
But in every other facet of the game, she's been a huge contributor, so you've got to keep her out there.
She'll bounce back. This is not a deterrent.
Well,
Rhodes with a fadeaway bank shot. She's played a great game for Frederick Douglass with 21 points. Cardinal girls in there now. Bosler, Cecil, Miller, Stakelin, and Stakelin driving in. Had Knowles blocked her shot at the rim. Throws a lead pass to Baker, driving in, throws up a runner, missed it. Rebound claimed in there by Leah Howard. Over to Goodwin, 30 seconds to Miller. Miller, crossover dribble, working on Gregonius. Knowles got another block shot at 6 feet tall with a lot of length. She's blocking the shots. Rhodes goes to Bennett, and Bennett scores. No, they're going to keep the clock. They're just going to say put a player in. The referee made a motion like traveling, but I think he said just keep the clock.
Well, you need to get them in here. This is a Christmas tournament.
Yeah.
Get them in the scorebook.
So if you rode the bus on Douglas, you're in the game. Pretty much the same for GRC with this 65-42 lead. 10 seconds, Miller across midcourt. Annette Miller dribbling the ball. Coach Graham still walking that sideline. Hasn't taken a seat yet. Coach Anderson looks up the clock. There's 1 second. Now the horn sounds. Big display of defense and domination by GRC. They win in a final going away 65-42 over the Frederick Douglass Bronco girls team. GRC with a big win. They move to 8-0. Douglass one game under 500. Their record now 3-4. 2 minute break coming up. Bobby and I will take a 2 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have post game show that will include game scoring stats and summary, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
We are here for a post-game wrap-up. Joel Bennett on the mic here with me, Bobby Baldwin, as we saw a tale of two halves. The first half quite different than the second half. In the first half, it was a five-point lead for GRC, a game that had 11 lead changes and five ties. But, boy, midway through that second quarter of play and all through the third quarter, boy, I tell you what, it just the switch. The light switch was thrown there as a big 30-plus point run by the Cards.
10-minute, 35 scoreless seconds for Frederick Douglass from late in the second quarter all the way into the fourth. The defense was just piranha-like, and they just did everything they needed to do to get Frederick Douglass off of its game, and then to their credit, they had three or four shots that went in and out, but they were completely mesmerized by the dominance and the intensity that the Lady Cards were able to implement, and it was really a sight to see.
Well, GRC with a big win here as the Cardinal girls improved their record to 8-0 with a very impressive 65-42 win here at the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. White Greer Maggard Orthodontics and GRC with a big win here, and we've got Coach Graham up here with us, and see if Hayes can hook him up here as we've got GRC's looking at some of the numbers in this ball game, some of the more salient numbers here for the ball game. Looks like GRC shoots 46.5% from the floor overall, 19% from three-point range, 9 of 10 at the foul line, all of them in the second half. As far as rebounding, they bounced back. They out-rebounded Douglass 33-27. Coach Graham's up here with us. Fresh off a road trip, I understand.
Yes.
Went to watch Lexus and the Bowling Green Falcons. They played number 16 IU, right?
Yes, yes. It wasn't very pretty.
Like you and I were talking, we go to Lynx, and that means sometimes driving miles for our kids.
But, absolutely.
She would be proud of this effort you guys had. What a different tale of two halves. First half, 11 lead changes, five ties. You were a little irritated. You called a play, I think, coming out of the second quarter. They didn't execute it, and you immediately called a timeout. But, boy, everything after that just ran right.
Yeah, we felt like our pregame prep, we weren't focused. You know, we were a little lackadaisical in our pregame prep. We didn't have the business-like approach that we normally have, and it showed in the first quarter. And then we picked up a little bit in the second quarter, and we had a nice talk at halftime. In the third quarter, I think we went scoreless quarter. And our goal was to try to have at least one single-digit quarter per game. Having a zero-point quarter is impressive. You know, the girls really sat down and guarded. We got out rebounded the first half. You know, that shouldn't happen. Even though we're small, you know, we tell our guards, you got to help rebound. You got to dig. Everybody's got to do their part on the boards. And we did a much better job the second half, and we won the rebounding battle. And that's one of the key stats for us. You know, we got to win the rebounding battle. Love the way we're sharing the basketball. You know, the ball's moving. We got a little lackadaisical with the turnovers this game. But we created, 19 turnovers, which is good. We're work in progress. You know, we're game by game. But we love this atmosphere. Morning game, come back, play a night game. You know, hopefully in March we're kind of in the same situation, and LIT will be similar, be the same setup as this as well.
Well, and you're listening to head coach Robbie Graham. His scheduling is by design to get his team prepared for tournament-like conditions, and that's exactly what's going to occur today. Before we let Coach Graham go, we understand you'll be playing at 5:45, and you will be playing the winner of Christian Academy Louisville and or Ryle.
Correct.
And both these are quality teams. Not a better field here at the White Maggard Greer Holiday Classic. Coach Graham, looking at some of the numbers, you played everybody on the team, but you got contributions. Your bench really came in, and you're talking about rebounding, and your bench came in and gave you about 15 of your 33 boards.
They did indeed. And one thing, you know, we tell everybody, you know, you got to always be ready. You never know when your number's called. It could be foul trouble. It could be an injury. Whatever the situation, we may need to go smaller, may need to go bigger, just whatever the situation, got to always be ready to go and be ready to play. And, you know, as we practice, you know, everybody's involved in our practice session. Everybody goes through the same drills. Everybody goes through the same work. You know, so everybody should be ready when it's time to play.
Well, and you outscore them in transition buckets 13-2. Were you a little surprised they played zone after you shot 15 or 31 from them over on your place? They came out, they started 1-3-1, then they showed a 1-2-2. They never played man.
Very surprised, but you know,
yeah,
maybe he's trying to work on some things for
sure,
for you know, something else or somebody else.
But you had a plan for it.
We did indeed, and we feel like we're going to see a lot of zones. We're a tough matchup for a lot of people. But the ball was moving a little bit better in the second quarter and the second half. And, you know, we want to push and transition and try to beat the zone down. You know, we want the zone. We want to be down there before they get set up in the zone and try to attack in our transition. The girls did a much better job. And that ball's really moving. And we're doing a good job of running those lanes and filling those lanes. But, you know, one thing I'm going to keep hopping on is that third quarter, seeing that zero there was impressive.
It was impressive. Bobby's chomping at the bits to tell you what he's decoded from that.
Well, 10 minutes, 35 seconds scoreless against a very, very quality team. So that probably hasn't happened very often in your career.
No, not at all. That's a long stretch without giving up a bucket 10 minutes. And, you know, they're going to be a chance. They'll have a chance to win the 11th region. I mean, I know they're taking some bumps in the road. And, you know, one thing, too, with our girls, you know, after we played them about a week and a half ago with the score being the margin it was, you know, to turn around and come back, you know, give that same, have that same intensity and, you know, not be lackadaisical school and once we got it going and, you know, but that's a quality win. You know, we'll take quality win anytime.
I agree. I mean, they had size over you at every position. And that zone, they put a 6-foot girl out on top against your 5'3 and 5'5 guards. But listen, I think the word you said, the optimal word was intensity. Your girls just wanted it more. And, you know, it's a team game. It's not a head-to-head matchup. But when you look at what your bigs did, and we take it, I don't think we take it for granted. We're just used and accustomed to it. Sierra Byers, 17 points, stayed out of foul trouble, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, blocked 4 shots, and stole the ball. I mean, hey,
yes,
that's a complete game.
And she's a complete player. She's an all-around player. You know, I'm sure you can hear her talking. She's such a leader on the court, you know, leader in the locker room, leader on the bus, leader in the restaurant, you know, just an all-around player. And you know, she's, you know, leads our team in the right way.
Well, and as eighth grader, she was point guard by committee, and that's helped her ball handling skills. Anyway, we're going to let you go get with your team. And, boy, just dominance in this game. That's intensity and dominance. That's the theme today.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Head coach Robbie Graham, his team, they remain undefeated as they roll here in a final over Frederick Douglass. So Bobby and I will be back on the air. Again, the final score, 65-42. We will have another game coming up. It'll be 5:45. Will be the tip, possibly even a little earlier. They've been running ahead of schedule, says the guy that's filming this entire event. So we'll be around here anyway. Give me time to watch the Bengals and Steelers and be with my family. Bobby, you coming over or are you going back?
I have a feeling that they may.
We'll feed you.
There might be a beck-end call over in Winchester, but we shall see.
All right. Well, that's going to do it again. Cardinal girls in dominant fashion. They defeat Frederick Douglass 65-42 again. They will play again here at Lexington Catholic High School in the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. They will play the winner of the Ryle Christian Academy Louisville game. Two really good teams. They're getting ready to hook it up right now. So until later this day, this evening, I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. For Tommy back at the station, Hayes McMakin, our onside engineer, Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening until this evening. Have a great day.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.